listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about something good, really good, the blessed hope. I'm going to read to you from Titus chapter 2, verse 13, where we read this. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in the previous verse, Paul told Titus what grace teaches, that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and that we should live righteous lives. Titus chapter 2, verse 13 carries the same thought, adding to what grace teaches us. Said plainly, grace teaches us to look for the second coming of Jesus Christ. In continuing the thought of what grace teaches, Paul wrote that we should be looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In other words, grace teaches us to expect and prepare for our blessed hope. That hope is not heaven or glory, but it is Jesus himself, face to face, closer than ever. Yet, we don't just wait for the coming of Jesus. We live in the active expectation of the return of Jesus. We are looking for it. The return of Jesus Christ should be precious for Christians to consider, to think about. I mean, think about these things. Jesus came the first time to save the soul of man. He will come a second time to resurrect the body. Jesus came the first time to save the individual. He will come a second time to save society. Jesus came the first time to a crucifixion. He will come a second time to a coronation. Jesus came the first time to a cross. He will come a second time to a throne. Jesus came the first time in humility. He will come a second time in glory. Jesus came the first time and stood before Pilate. He will come a second time, and Pilate and all the rulers of the world will stand before him. Jesus came the first time and was judged by men. He will come a second time and judge all men. Finally, notice whom Paul says will return. Our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. From time to time, some people try to say that Jesus and other early Christians, that Paul and other early Christians didn't really believe that Jesus was God. This shows that not only did Paul know that Jesus was God, but that he was and is the great God and Savior. That same Jesus came once, and he will return just as he promised. So, let grace teach you today to keep looking for his return and to be ready for that great day.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.